amend the county comprehensive plan to establish an overlay zone permitting small family operated trucking businesses specifically in the West Glen area, as that's where a substantial amount of these trucking
over
businesses.
Half, right?
Yeah, it's like a 12 out of 18.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Are in the West Glen. A West Glen overlay zone is intended to allow limited commercial trucking operations within designated residential areas where such uses have historically existed or may be deemed compatible, subject to strict conditions. Then there's the no action, which would be to remand all current county violations back to code enforcement or revert to a corrective action plan requiring the landowner and business operator to acknowledge the violation in writing and achieve compliance within a specified deadline. So, those are our three options. We're here to kind of discuss which one, as Planning Commission, we feel might be most appropriate, which pathway we'd like to pursue, and then...
So, option three would let them keep the trucks on their property right now?
In West Glen?
In the suburban farm and rural, because you only have two farms here?
I only have two farms, yes, but West Glen is suburban residential, is what they are zoned as.
Okay.
Yes.
And so option three would allow them to take at least, what was it?
We don't have a...
There's no...
We didn't propose a specific limit.
Okay, so let's say I live out in West Glen.
Is there a provision that you didn't do that, or propose a limit on trucks?
Oh, for the West Glen overlay zone?
Yeah.
They're much smaller parcels.
They are much smaller parcels. And...
Can I finish talking?
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Commissioner Ayala, go ahead.
That's okay. So there, right now, there's nothing in here that says, so let's say I live in West Glen, mm-hmm. and I have five trucks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all basically during harvest time. Can mm-hmm. I take those trucks back to my property and park them there?
If we choose option three, it would be set to have limited commercial trucking. So whether that would be like option two, where it is two trucks and two trailers per parcel, would be an option. But
so,
I think that's part of the purpose of the workshop is for us.
Yeah.
To,
mm-hmm.
Or
yeah,
the
so
work session
can,
is for us to
try to decide.
Yeah.
To hammer out the details.
Yeah.
And what is reasonable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, but option two, you're
just
saying West Glen, it's any.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the only suburban residential one, West Glen, or are there others?
No, there are several others. And I would think that we would also amend all of the zoning to fit something like that. All the residential zoning. Yeah.
I mean, you could have an option for that said West Glen and then limit West Glen.
Could
do as well, right?
And can we do that though?
If we were going to, and it certainly seems like that's kind of seems to be the tone of the board members that are here, if we were going to go with an option to amend the code,
mm-hmm.
Could we be specific to what would be allowed to the property type, not just a one size fits all? We could do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, we would hold a different standard for farm residential zone than we would SR2.
Yeah, and you could, for example, if I may, so we're informal, we're a little bit work session. You could say if a parcel has a minimum of 2 acres and you meet these standards, then we could allow a home occupation permit. You
could
do all kinds of things.
Could
yes.
we also, just coming at it from one of the primary concerns that everybody seems to have around the trucking businesses, could we also have something that states something about the road's capabilities leading
uh-huh.
to the property? Basically a contingency saying if the roads leading to and in front of the property are capable of supporting this traffic, whatever, we'd have to put a gross tonnage on it. And then I assume that our, this is me getting into the, my surface level knowledge of our roadway systems are, you got, give me the different names of our different road types. You got like your
rural,
your feeders and
arterial. Access.
Arterial, and so like the, so those all have specific engineering specifications, or at least they should. Theoretically, they have limits, right? So long as we don't exceed the limits of those, because I think that's important that we include that.
So that we use the term carrying capacity of the road.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I don't want to, I think it's super important that we don't, if we're going to allow it by amending the code, I think we need to be very specific on the conditions in which it's allowed. I mean, personally, I try not to take this Land Use Board of Appeals decision personal, but like I feel like we as the board, we tried to facilitate the occupation that these people are having. This is their, at least a part of their livelihood. Maybe not the whole of it, but it's a part of their livelihood, and I don't like going back on our word. If we said we're going to give you a year, we're going to give you 2 years, whatever it was, I don't like going back on our word with that.
No, we should stick to it.
Yeah, I think we should stick to it. And if that means that we have to do a little bit more extra work here.
Yeah, I don't think we should rescind anything that we've already given. It's like, okay, what are we going to do next?
Yeah.
Well, as a legal matter, we can't rescind a decision that we've issued. Yeah. What as a legal matter, and Dan, I'm pretending I'm a lawyer, and of course I'm not. But if the county has issued a permit, that permit remains valid until it expires. So the issue would be that we don't renew some of those outstanding permits that are coming up. Some of them were renewed prior to that LUBA decision by Caitlin, appropriately, and but there's about half of them that have not been renewed and will be coming up for renewal. And based on that LUBA opinion, we don't have the authority to renew it. So we're not going to revoke any, per se.
Right. Only one of them was appealed. The others were approved and not appealed. But they do come up for renewal, and what you said was correct.
So for that one, because that road did go, was in city limits, and it was like right outside of the city limits, but that's the only way for him to get home, correct?
That's correct.
That lot was very weird. I
would call it a peninsula lot.
It's a peninsula lot, and it's like the city, he's surrounded by the city limits. It's a weird lot.
Okay. And then, so would us changing any of this, especially in the West Glen area, would we be able to put somewhere in there? Because I know the city would probably not be happy with all those 10-wheelers going down the brand new Main Street.
Right.
So, and it doesn't hold, I did learn a little bit about the tonnage that it holds, and it does not hold that capacity.
So it
breaks
down.
So, yeah.
That's kind of my point, is we want to facilitate as a board. I think we want to facilitate where able someone's ability to make an income from their home. But it can't be at the expense of all the property owners around them.
Yeah, I said at the same time, you have to be sensitive that people think that they're living in an area where that's not allowed.
Yeah.
It's a little hard.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we don't have something explicitly permitting this within a farm residential zone is wild to me.
Is what?
It is wild to me. The fact that we don't have anything explicitly allowing it in a farm residential zone.
So it's not allowed outright in farm residential.
Yeah.
And the farm residential are 2-acre minimums. There are some that are grandfathered in smaller than that.
Yeah.
And it's much less densely populated. So the impetus for a lot of this came from complaints from neighbors who live next to it. We don't hear from them as often, but they do expect the Planning Commission and staff to enforce our code. That's Caitlin's full-time job is to do complaints. It's not very popular, and she does a really great job of it, but there are a lot of quiet voices who say, I don't want to live next to a trucking operation. I purchased my property in a residential zone. Not assuming there would be some commercial or industrial development that goes on. next door.
I mean, that's why I asked you the question where you said in the one case, two trucks. Okay,
yeah.
That sounds a little palatable, possibly, but as opposed to just whatever.
Mm-hmm. Can we ask the public how many trucks their business owns?
We know.
And okay, I've listed it on that sheet, actually.
Okay. They're on the right.
Just so
hand
that
hall.
Everyone has an idea of what the amount of trucks we're looking
and
at.
And she redacted the names because, again, for privacy, we're having a conversation about a policy, not about a specific piece of property.
Yeah, okay. And then these just don't have the acreage on them either, right?
No.
Correct? Okay, so we wouldn't know how many...
Everything in West Glen,
five trucks.
Almost all the parcels. I'm sorry, I was answering your acreage
it's
question.
Okay, yeah,
sorry.
The whole subdivision is SR1.
Yeah, and most of those parcels are 1 acre. There are a few that are larger.
Okay.
Is remind me, is West Glen inside or outside of the urban growth boundary?
Yes,
in the
all
urban
but
growth.
It is in.
Except the three parcels that are on the south side of the canal. Are outside
okay.
the urban growth area.
Okay.
And
yeah,
I think
yeah,
Stephen's
going
to pull up a map.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that one's a hard one. A 1 acre piece of ground sounds like a big piece of ground to somebody who doesn't live out here, but when you're hearing a diesel truck idling at 0500, 0-dark-30.
Right.
In the, yeah, 0400. Because they're trying to warm it up in the fall to go... You know, get ready
they're
to harvest.
Usually they're usually out in the farm
that's,
by
that's
4 a.m.
That's true. Yeah.
Mm.
But
Commissioner, funny.
Yeah.
And because of that is why we set the conditions and the limitations as they are. So operation times 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah.
You know, limit on employees, limit on signage, limit on lights, limit on, you know.
So when you guys did this, you guys knew you were going against your code.
Well, I think we were trying to give them a path out. So rather than just having Caitlin cite them, and now they're in violation, it's like, hey, you need to figure out something between now and 12 months or 24 months. The thing was, it was a twice renewable was the limit
mm-hmm.
that we ever gave. So maximum of 3 years.
3 years.
So that's a maximum of 3 years to figure it out, but never, not less than one once it was granted.
And we were hoping, all of us were hoping, somehow, some way in that 3 year time span, whether it's support or a large farm that uses these trucks, would come up with a solution as an option. We're gonna fence off a piece of property, we're gonna secure it, we're gonna give you a secure way in and out, to help solve the problem, because after 3 years, that was the hope.
And
yeah.
Not all.
I don't know if that would, if we were dreaming.
Yeah.
Caitlin has.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chair. And just for clarification, you know, the majority of these were approved for 1 year with the option to renew for 2 years. There's probably three or four of them that were approved differently. So the very first one was approved for 5 years. He was the first one to come in. He was the first one.
Was that one on Wilson?
No, this one is in
okay.
West Glen.
Okay.
But he asked for 5 years because he was going to retire.
Mm-hmm.
That was his plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
5 years.
After that, we went to the 1 year with 2 year renewals.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Another property was approved for 3 years outright. They had a much larger operation and 20 acres of farm residential with not a lot of close neighbors.
On Wilson.
Yes.
And
yes.
Is there any
that's the one.
Sort of a solution that you're starting to see where people are finding other places to park their trucks? That started to happen?
I get calls for people asking if people have, you know, if we have heard anything of... property for sale, or that they're looking, they're checking in to let us know, or they're getting rid of a truck. Hey, I wanted to let you know that I got rid of 2 trucks. I'm still using 3, and we're still looking. So people are changing. They're adapting. Yeah, sorry.
No, you can finish it.
Caitlin, or Madam Chair, can I add a quick comment?
Yes.
It was not my impression that the Planning Commission or the Board of County Commissioners approved any of these in what they thought was in conflict to the code. My observation is that these home-based truck operations that operate just for 3 months during the harvest season were severely conditioned and limited and different than full-on commercial trucking operations that are prohibited in these zones but allowed elsewhere. And so that it was viewed as a different kind of use because of the limited nature and the conditions that were attached through the conditional use process. But Luba said, no, it's very simple language, it's blunt, it's plain, it's a blanket prohibition in all forms, any kind of commercial truck operation, even though it looks different and is conditioned differently, it's really not. So that's how Luba pointed it out.
Along that subject, who knows where we're headed, but is it possible that one of the things we could come up with is a seasonality approval? Instead of a 12-month deal, could we do a 90-day window to where this is allowed to be the operation, aside from the parking?
I feel like we shouldn't limit it to just the 3 or 4 months. Just because there are some in that area that are year-round.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't want to limit it to just the 3 months.
I'd say the majority are seasonal, so
the majority,
2 to 3 months for fall harvest, and the rest of the time they're parked. But you're correct, Commissioner Ayala, some of them are using year-round. And remember, these were temporary. So the direction you want to give us today, and even if you don't have the specific wording, we can come back with a code amendment, a language
proposal.
A proposal, that's right. There are locations where trucks are allowed, commercial and industrial zones. There's a path forward to permit them even in a farm zone. So if you own farm ground, there is a general category. I'm going to sound like a jargony planner because I am, but there's this general category called commercial use in conjunction with farm use, where you could set aside some of your farm ground, put a fence around it, whatever, and those trucks can be parked there. There are several things you have to meet to do that. You could create a secure fenced area. It's away from residences, because remember, we're talking about a use other than the primary intent of a residential zone, which is for dwellings and things you enjoy with a neighborhood. And it could go on a larger, small farm. Not outright. It's a conditional use permit, so there are steps. And then, of course, Commissioner Kilkenny said, and we've talked to the port to say, is there property you can set aside? The port and the port staff don't want to manage multiple operations, but if someone came to them with a lease proposal and they managed the parcel, they would consider that.
So I drove on Laurel, and I'm just going to say this. There's truck parking at Jonathan Tallman's. He's got a sign there that says truck parking. Are you renting that?
I brought it up many a times. And
he's in the city.
No, yeah, okay. But the county is trying to block access. So I want to talk about it in the comment section.
I just saw that down the road. But there is a 72-hour parking inside the city in Boardman that they made that new, they can park there. The trucks
what
can park
do they
in
do?
Front of the hotels.
Mm-hmm.
There's the on Front Street, mm-hmm. on South and North.
Mm-hmm.
The
trucks
front.
Have been, yeah. Trucks have been parking there. They can be there for 72 hours without getting a sticker put on them, and they can just move on.
If it's harvest season, though? I mean,
that's a lot of trucks.
We're just in it open. This is just a
brainstorming.
There's a lot of parking there now.
Even though we don't really hear the people that don't have trucks and aren't crazy about trucks in the neighborhood, we know they exist, and mm-hmm. I try to be sensitive, to their wishes too. And that's why I'm like, okay, from my perspective, we limit the number of trucks, whether it's in West Glen or broader than that, to two, and then do a seasonality thing. So that, I'm sorry if you have a commercial truck business in your area, but this is not where it belongs. You know, this is a rural residential area.
That's why we were giving the conditional use permits. So that you could, get time, yes. Now, I'm willing to, if we were going to allow it explicitly and using option two language, I would argue that it should be with the intent, the intent for it should be for agricultural purposes. Yeah. Not carrying freight. This is for transporting food coming from the farm.
But that can be very year-round, too. A lot of people do that year-round and do that a lot. Yeah. It seems like most of the people here, I think, really did do it seasonally.
Yeah.
Most of them, but not all. There were one or two.
I'm sure there's a couple, and their neighbors, I think some of their neighbors might even be here with us. Like, I'm sure those exceptions.
So, you know, that's what I'm saying. So if you live there and you're not crazy about it, well, it's 90 days a year, not 360. Yeah.
Taylor, can I interject as staff? Is that appropriate? Chair?
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, too, that in addition to the operations, just having the trucks parked there is a violation. So
that's why I'm
take some seasonality out of it.
At least a number of, two being better than five.
But then when they're not operating, where are they going to park them?
That's another solution we keep trying to find.
Right, that's right.
So, Dan, I have a question, because we have been we did have this appeals come through, and then that result that we can no longer approve or renew. What is our next step on keeping, if we do change code or talk about urban growth, removing urban growth out of the concept of it? Where do we lay on that aspect of it? Is that possible? Where's our legality? We don't want every homeowner to be, taken to court. So what are our next steps that we can work on with that, with code or urban growth, changing that?
I didn't quite understand that. Did you get that, Tamara?
So I think the urban growth boundary piece, there's some discussion that I really have only heard secondhand, that some folks in the West Glen neighborhood are interested in not being part of the city's urban growth boundary. And there is a process, I've never processed one, but there is a process to remove from the urban growth boundary.
Mm-hmm.
We would still need to have some code for that area. So if the majority of those residents wanted to remove themselves from the urban growth boundary, we could process an application. It would take both a city approval and a county approval to do that. We might have a little bit more flexibility, but we still would need to do something, because if it was simply removed from the urban growth boundary and we had our existing zoning LUMA said doesn't work for what we're doing, which again are temporary uses. But the option two would be a permanent fix, but a maximum of two trucks. So I'm sharing that, following up with Chair Ekstrom's comment, because it is a consideration for some landowners to think about, to remove themselves from the urban growth area. And they might want to do that for other reasons as well. So,
Tamara, do you think that'd be possible if there's already kind of urban densities and urban lot sizing, and are there urban services in this area?
There are not currently. There's discussion through the nitrate contamination discussion about providing water to some neighborhoods. West Glen is the one that seems the simplest, because it's in the city of Boardman's urban growth area, and the city has capacity. The city council has not made a formal decision as to whether or not they're willing to extend water without annexing those properties. And we have heard from some people in that West Glen neighborhood that they don't want to be annexed and they don't want to pay city taxes. So I'm just sharing that because it is one of those options. I don't want to convolute the discussion because tonight we're talking about trucks, but I appreciate that Chair Ekstrom raised the issue because it's among the realm of possibilities because these are not all in one neighborhood.
Right. The solutions that are the options that Kaylin has spelled out in her memo would be fairly surgical in terms of a code text amendment, but the removal of land from an urban growth boundary,
yes.
That's kind of like brain surgery. That would be very complicated.
Okay.
I don't know. I just like the idea of knowing that we know it's harvest trucks, right? They're only going to be operating 3 months out of the year. I think if we do the year-round, knowing that not all of them are going to go year-round because they can't, because there's nothing to harvest, right? Just so they can be able to park there year-round.
So
park or operate?
Park. Because what Clint just said, they can't even be parked there if we're only allowing it for the 3 months.
That's not what I intended to say. No, I just meant they could only operate. They could park there, two trucks. I just meant they can only operate the trucks seasonally.
Well, that's a hard one to enforce.
Yeah.
Very hard to enforce.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the problem with that language, because code is about definitions and language. It's supposed to be very clear, and the less gray, the better, right?
Yes. Yes.
Well, I didn't mean
this,
that.
Yeah, this is somebody who, I love living in the gray, but.
my comment was just intended to distinguish that if you were to update code to allow seasonal operation, that still isn't adequate because you would have to address the parking.
Okay.
I agree
yeah.
with that.
All right, no, I get it.
Because I think it's assumed that if you're gonna let them park there, they're gonna operate. That's what has to
sure.
be assumed.
Sure.
We have to assume it. Where. And what I don't know is, I don't even know how you would distinguish agriculturally related trips versus
non-agricultural.
There's no way to distinguish it.
So then how do you distinguish, Caitlin?
There is.
Okay, between West Glen
it's
and then the other areas, as far as the sentiment of the people
Fair.
That don't have trucking operations.
So how do I distinguish them?
What's the mood of the people that live there, and how do they, how would they feel about it? The people that don't have trucking operations, how would they feel about it if we allowed it in all these 2-acre areas or 1-acre areas that you're listing?
We'd probably have to provide notice to all the property owners.
But I mean, you're the one that's got to go through.
I know, and it's.
I mean, just look at the trucks. You'll know what.
I'll be honest with you, that's kind of where I was going with the 1-acre comment, I don't know if I realize it doesn't solve things for this, but trying to look at it from the neighbor's perspective as well, I don't think I would recommend we allow it for 1-acre lots.
Mm-hmm.
I would actually say that if you want to try and do this, it needs to be a 2-acre lot.
Then what are you going to do about West Glen?
I don't know the answer to that.
So can we allow public comment? No.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
I'm just saying that from the neighbor's perspective. Because if you're on a 1-acre parcel, there's not enough distance between you and your neighbor for that truck not to be disrupted.
So
and your well and your septic.
Yeah.
Yeah, truck with straight pipes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're already doing it. They're already there on the 1 acre.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But there's lots of 2-acre parcels for sale in Morrow County.
And
another
way to look at it too, and this isn't a popular one, but these were always meant to be temporary.
Yeah.
And
even
so
we knew we were 3 years is going to be here in 2 weeks, just like this place.
It's very important.
Yeah, it's and it, I think that's just an important, part of it.
Has anyone approached any of the large farmers? With this, and their attitude was just kind of look the other way, or what was it?
They just don't want to be in charge of the insurance.
Insurance.
Trucks are being broken into everywhere, so.
Yeah, I think design and operation and management of a you know, a farm agriculture parking lot in a farm zone.
People store their RVs and boats in secure areas.
I think it can be done.
A way in and out. It's monitored. There's cameras.
I mean,
the economics, I guess.
I agree, but even Caitlin, I think it was you. I'm sorry if I put you on the spot.
Okay.
I think even Caitlin was saying that, like, there's a lot of the people in question that wouldn't even be okay with a common lot because things still get stolen off of the trucks.
Uh-huh.
Even if it was a, quote, secure lot, because you have truck drivers stealing from other truck drivers.
Yep.
I do have to tell you, there are two really good examples in Umatilla County, and one is off Pumpkin Center and Kick.